This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. The 26th SCO Summit is being held under the central motto, Together for Sustainable Peace, Development and Prosperity. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, will underline India's priorities in the areas of security, connectivity and opportunity. India has consistently opposed double standards in the fight against terrorism, separatism and extremism. India believes that greater connectivity among member countries is essential for peace and prosperity in the region. At the same time, connectivity projects must respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. India has also been emphasizing the need to create new opportunities for the youth of member countries and promote the startup ecosystem. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
On the first day of his visit yesterday, PM Modi engaged in cultural events, paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, attended the opening ceremony of the 6th World Nomad Games alongside other world leaders. Mr. Modi held bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. India's real GDP has recorded a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of current financial year compared to 6.9% during the same period previous year. Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation released the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter from April to June of the current financial year. It said Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global headwinds. The nominal GDP has also registered 10.3% growth during the first quarter of the current financial year. US has described India as a dynamic, strong and resilient economy after official data showed that India's GDP grew by 7.8%. In an interview with a news agency, White House Senior Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai said the growth figures confirm the Trump administration's view of India as a fast-growing economic power. India has strongly rejected a ruling by the World Bank Constituted Court of Arbitration over the Indus Waters Treaty, rejecting the tribunal's authority and calling its decisions legally invalid. In a social media post, the Minister of External Affairs said India has never recognized the arbitration panel, did not participate in its proceedings and would not be bound by its rulings. New Delhi also reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty remains in abeyance. The statement came after the Court of Arbitration in The Hague ruled that India's reasons for putting the treaty on hold did not justify its suspension or termination. The panel called on India to continue observing its obligations under the 1960 water-sharing agreement. Rescue teams in Nepal are racing against time to reach more than 600 workers believed to be trapped in mud-filled tunnels at the Trishuli 3A hydropower site. Crews are using explosives, heavy machinery and air pumps to clear the tunnels and search for survivors. According to Nepal's Disaster Management Authority, 939 people have died and 3,925 are missing, including 592 foreign nationals. So far, 297 people have been rescued from hydropower sites, while more than 11,000 people have been rescued across the country. India has spent special teams to help both rescue operations and the identification of victims. Odisha is bracing for another spell of heavy to very heavy rain under the influence of a well-marked low-pressure area over Gangetic West Bengal and adjoining north coastal Odisha. The IMD has issued a red warning for Sundargarh and Keonchar with orange warning for 6 districts and yellow warning for 12 districts today. Lionel Messi has announced his retirement from international football, bringing an end to a 21-year Argentina career that included a World Cup triumph, 2 Copa America titles and a record 207 appearances for his country. Messi said the decision has been on his mind since the World Cup final defeat to Spain before the death of his father further convinced him it was time to step away. And that is the end of this news bulletin.